wrote a second one. His writing style is a little unorthodox, that I admit. But what great author isn't a little unorthodox? I strongly recommend that all wrestling fans read JTG's work of art. In closing, I'm proud of you, JTG. P.S. I didn't think you had it in you, but you did it. You wrote a book even better than my New York Times bestseller. Anyway, have a nice day. Damn, what did I write this book to? Is without a shadow of a doubt, a very entertaining, funny, groundbreaking, spiritually enlightening read. It changed my life, and I know it will change yours too. For those reading this piece of literary perfection before reading JTG's first book, tell me you didn't do that. Tell me you didn't just purchase this book first without reading the first instant classic. Tell me you didn't just do that. If you didn't read his first book, do yourself a favor and close this book and buy Damn What I Write This Book right now. Now can you dig that, sucker? I'm gonna make this short and sweet and to the point. There's a lot of wrestling books out there. Some cool, some good, some great. But JTG's Damn What I Write This Book and Damn What I Write This Book To have got to be the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. This goes out to all my non-maniacs out there, brother. I took my vitamins, I said my prayers, and God delivered, brother. When it came crashing down and it was hurting inside, JTG's Damn What I Write This Book To got me through it, brother. I read this guy's book, and it changed my life, man. So what you're gonna do when Damn What I Write This Book To and all of JTG's heat runs wild on you?
Chapter 1. The Game. What determines how far a wrestler can make it in the wrestling business? One would think if a superstar has the look, great mic skills, can wrestle, is charismatic, and is loved by the fans, then case closed. That is all he or she needs to make it in the wrestling business. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but it's not. Unfortunately, all of the mantras that are drilled into our heads as children, you know, things like success rewards hard work, are just not applicable here. Once you transition from wrestling school and the indie circuit into the major leagues, success and the speed at which one scales to the top of the roster is not based on ability, capability, or effort, but rather on how well you play the game. So, what is the game, you might ask? For those who don't know, let me bring you up to speed. The game is an unspoken set of rules and regulations that govern the overall longevity and success of one's wrestling career. It is a set of power moves, if you will, that are inclusive of, but not limited to, backstage politicking and deliberately making very specific strides outside of the wrestling ring in order to advance in one's career. If you are fortunate enough to have someone in your corner who is versed in how to play the game, or even someone that can hip you to the fact that the game is always in motion, the better off you will be. However, if you aren't so lucky, you kind of have to catch on through osmosis. Hopefully, you're a quick learner. Or else, you could find yourself, even with the quintessential overall total package, on the fast train to nowhere. I happen to be a person that came into the business young, naive, hopeful, and completely unaware. As my career progressed, I was very disheartened to learn that my talent and effort could only attribute to roughly 40% of my success and ability to move up on the roster. The other 60% was really about socializing or social climbing, depending on your vantage point. I also discovered that a large part of the culture backstage isn't just targeted at those of us that actually climb into the ring. Rather, the writers, the agents, and the creative team are extremely involved in the game. The objective of these guys is to weed out those with creativity and imagination by insisting upon a system that favors stooges and yes men, no pun intended. Once any given talent discovers the reality that he or she lives on a human chessboard, there are a few options. 1. Learn to play the game. 2. Allow the game to play you. 3. Quit altogether. Or 4. Expose the game for what it is and make your own rules. Like every game, there are certain rules and regulations that must be adhered to in order to become a